Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting second. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting third. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting fourth. The DH, John Jaha. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mark Loretta. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mark Newfield. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bobby Hughes. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Brad Woodall. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Chris Snopek. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Greg Norton. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Fordham. And now, play ball. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards first. Norton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vina for the out. One out. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Zerillo strikes out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Burnitz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Snopek batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Jaha takes first base on ball four. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Grissom hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Loretta takes first base on ball four. Jaha moves to second. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Newfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. Jaha moves to third. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ventura strikes out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ordonez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Norton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Hughes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hughes hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Vina is 0 for 1 in the game. Vina hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Vina reaches second base with a double. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Cirillo takes first base on ball 4. Jeremy Burnett's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burnett's is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett's takes first base on ball 4. Vina moves to third. Cirillo moves to second. John Jaha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jaha is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jaha takes first base on ball 4. Vina scores. Cirillo moves to third. Burnett's moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Carlos Castillo now pitching. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Grissom reaches second base with a double. Cirillo scores. Burnett scores. Jaha moves to third. It's 3-0, Brewers. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Loretta is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jaha scores. Grissom moves to third. 2 outs. It's 4-0, Brewers. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Newfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Newfield takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Grissom scores. Newfield moves to third. It's 5-0, Brewers. Bobby Hughes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Norton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hughes for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woodall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vina is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Castillo, and towards Ventura, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cirillo hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeremy Burnett's is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Burnett's is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Burnett's hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Snopek is 0-for-1 in the game. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Brewers. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Loretta throws to second for one, and Valentin throws back to first, with Woodall covering, and Woodall drops the ball. Ventura moves to second. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Ordonez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Brewers. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Norton is 0-for-1 in the game. Norton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Newfield. Norton reaches second base with a double. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cameron is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cameron hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jaha is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Jaha hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Grissom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Grissom hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Loretta is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snopek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a line drive towards short. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Snopek is 0-for-2 in the game. Snopek hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Newfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Newfield hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Hughes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Hughes reaches second base with a double. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vina is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vina hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Hughes scores. It's 6-3, Brewers. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cirillo hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Jaha hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Durham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grissom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Loretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ordonez for the out. 1 out. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Norton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Ayer now pitching. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Loretta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Loretta hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Newfield is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Newfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Loretta moves to third. Darren Jackson pinch runs for Mark Newfield. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Loretta tags and scores. One out. It's 7-3, Brewers. Bobby Hughes is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hughes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hughes hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vina is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham misplays the ball. That's an error on Durham. Jackson scores. Hughes moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Brewers. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cirillo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cirillo hits a pop-up towards first. Norton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Hughes scores. Vina goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 10-3, Brewers. Keith Folk now pitching. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jaha is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Jaha strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Jackson now playing left field. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0-0. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Loretta fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first. Double play. 2 outs. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snopek is 0-for-3 in the game. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woodall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Grissom is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Loretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Loretta hits a pop-up into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Brian Banks pinch hits for Bobby Hughes. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the White Sox 3. the White Sox will come to bat. Mark Loretton now playing third base. Jeff Jenkins now playing left field. Bob Hamilton now playing first base. Darren Jackson now playing center. F. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-3 in the game. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Jackson. Ordonez reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Ventura goes all the way around to score. It's 10-5, Brewers. Doug Jones now pitching. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.